Paul, does it matter that it was a phenomenal game of football? People always say semi-finals are winning, but that's called winning in style.
Well, winning at any as one point, our penalty kicks, which a lot of us not maybe until, but of them, the rules were 6 and 10 to go with them. So we had a tight gear, so we have, and the lads really progressed and pushed hard to the line. Superb bunch of lads. So what more can you say about them, you know?
It really was. It was a joy to watch. It felt like the game was alive and in the melting pot. Roscommon got the two goals at the start of the second half. What was your thoughts at that stage?
Look, we don't look for criticism, the lads. If Roscommon's going to work with that, that's a big stint to have Roscommon. They work on goals, so they've seen that again in Galway as well. And to stay in the game, they need the goals. And, you know, maybe one of them, a couple of them, maybe a bit bad defend. Yes, the first one is an opportunity to give the lad credit for it, you know. But I just felt once scenarios were rolled, we stamped them out pretty quick, so with it, you know. And the last one of them put a big shift into it at all.
Same story in the first half, conceded an early goal and a very good goal as well.
Superb goal.
But the response was fantastic. Well, you tacked on the next 4 points.
That's the mentality we have, these lads. We never give up, we keep going to the end. Well, because at the start of the game, I pushed the very end of that mentality built into them, you know.
Top of the ground conditions here today as well. Was that something that suited you? Because you could say the same for both.
You were definitely involved in the sideline, and then you hear the people out around talking about it, and the ball spreading around and stuff. You think to yourself, here, these boys were putting on a bit of a show here today, you know. But again, we're just ticking our box off. We've no prizes for the day. It's all for the next day, getting ourselves ready for that, you know. So it is.
I want to just mention, I know at the start of the year, obviously, challenge matches are challenge matches, but at the same time, you played Roscommon in a challenge game and it was as one-sided as a game like that would ever be.
Yeah.
Is that an issue? Because people are coming in, like, you know, it might be very hard for young lads to say, geez, no, we have to take this threat seriously.
No, not in our lads. We knew Roscommon missed a few lads that day. Our lads are on a high, we're going to wait for a weekend, or they were buzzing, so they were, you know, you have all them aspects to add into it, so you really can't judge into that, you know. And I say, like, Noel will tell you as well that a few lads all missing too. There's lads that we hadn't really come across, so like, they can't judge that on a challenge game, so you can't, you know.
It's a very, I suppose, look, yourselves and Kerry have both picked up the wins today. Very, very different for Kerry. They've fallen over the line. Does that put you in a better position? Does that put them in a better position, or does it matter?
We don't know. I just heard that Kerry won. We don't know, thought of mine, who's not winning that game at all till after the game there. So it's, look, we'll look at the Kerry. We'll see how they're setting up, and we'll go about our business and see how we can turn them over, you know. Aye. I'm not sure Tomás O'Shea and his group of lads are thinking the same thing. Yeah, aye.
7 day turnaround, is that better, or would you prefer a bit of a break?
Well, it gives lads a bit of a breather, you know what I mean. It does ask a lot of lads. You take the energy they're using nowadays, so it is. But again, there's that much football going on, it's demanding lads there, so they are. And you know, it's how we handle and manage them through the week. So far, everything's been going well.